Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, we've all thought about taking up a new hobby, and what better way to pass the time during lockdown than to knit a new hat or scarf or cardigan? Camilla is from Knitting Needle Lane. She is on the line now. Good morning to you, Camilla.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
We're good.
Good,
thank you very much. So listen, how easy is this knitting lark then? How easy is it to take up knitting? If somebody has never done it before, how can they start? What can they knit? Can you knit a scarf within a fortnight?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It's relatively easy. All you need is a pair of knitting needles or a crochet hook. A ball of wool, and you can make little squares to sew together to make a blanket, or you could indeed make a scarf. All those kind of things, they're quite simple and basic in the world of knitting.
Okay, this is a good start then, in which case, because I've noticed at some point over the last 2, 3, 4 years, maybe a little bit longer than that, knitting has become fashionable.
Mm,
it's kind
it
of
has.
moved out of the granny phase and into, well, every day, really.
Yes. I don't think it was ever in the granny phase.
But, it wasn't with my granny.
of course, it's a popular thing with grannies for knitting for grandchildren and things. But, yeah, there has been a surge in the last few years. And especially with the lockdown as well, we've seen even more of a surge because people are wanting to do something to keep them occupied, to sort of lower anxiety rates and do something to keep them calm.
Mm. Yeah, I do figure it is something which can be relaxing and just, I don't know, grandma used to just simply do it on autopilot almost, which is, I guess, and you get that rhythm going. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the rhythm. It's feeling the yarn between your fingers. And it's just something, especially with, you know, if you're knitting something that's quite repetitive, like a scarf or squares, it's just a sort of, it's a constant rhythm, and it's very mindful and calming, which is very nice.
Mm. Is that most of the reason why people are starting to take it up, do you think, for that mindfulness activity?
Reason, yeah, and then of course there are parents at home that are homeschooling and trying to put extra activities in for the children. So I'm getting lots of phone calls from parents wanting to teach their children how to knit, to sort of teach them something in this time that's not very nice that they can take with them into the future, which I think is a lovely thing.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Knitting Needle Lane. It's your business. Just give us a little background into it.
So Knitting Needle Lane is now in its third year. We started on Cambridge Market, and we were on Cambridge Market every Sunday for 2 years. And then we opened the shops, so the shops within our premises, and we just opened every Sunday, and we were running workshops. Obviously, now everything's closed for the time being, but we also sell online as well. So online sales have just gone through the roof, which is wonderful. I've had phone calls from people, emails from people. I've sent out yarn to old people's homes in lockdown and knitting needles. I'm trying to be as helpful as I can in this horrible time. But yes, so that's us.
I guess the challenge of it, of one might imagine online ordering of wool in particular, there seems to be so many different types, you know, thin and thick and multicoloured and plain. And how is it easy to make an online selection of something like that? Or do you need to, you know, feel the wool in the shop?
I think because we've built up a customer base over the last few years, and our biggest unique selling point is that we don't sell anything that isn't soft. And because I've been knitting since I was 7, to me that was always a really, really important thing. But, of course, it's difficult. And, you know, I'm getting lots of customers now who are like, I don't know how to shop online, or I've never shopped online. And I guess it's just they have to take that step of trust at this time when we can't unfortunately open our doors for people to have a good squish.
You've just reminded me, actually, because my nan used to knit me a few things and they were always beautiful, but sometimes I was a little bit cross with my nanny because they were a bit scratchy materials. They weren't super soft, just bringing back memories now. But you've been knitting since you were 7?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, like, what's the most extravagant knit item you've ever knitted?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm a little bit, my go-to knit at the moment is shawls.
Oh, so, lovely.
And shawls are a funny thing.
Oh, I love a shawl.
They're wonderful to knit. They're very, very therapeutic to knit because it's a pattern that repeats itself.
Yeah.
But shawls are a funny thing because you think, oh, when will I wear a shawl? But actually, they kind of tally up with lots of different things. So you can wear them around your neck and you can wear them over your shoulders if you're going somewhere a bit glamorous.
Mm.
Knitting with silks, very lovely. Yeah. So that kind of thing. I also do a lot of yarn dyeing as well. So that's been really good. And it's helping me through this awful time as well. So I've been playing around with different colours. And I was lucky enough to have a good stock of undyed yarn. So merino and alpaca. And
ooh, alpaca.
Yeah, we've just been playing around and hanging them on the washing line. And
Not yeah. A complete alpaca. That's after you've taken the wool off and dyed it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, just
to check it. So you can, yeah. Yeah, you have it undyed, and then we play around with all the colours here, and yeah, and then we can create some beautiful colours of yarn.
Beautiful.
I need a beanie hat, is what
to
cover my lockdown hair.
About the fact that he can't get a haircut for a while. If he were to, this is a person who's never knitted anything in his life.
Okay.
If he were to, would it be possible, is it a good starting place perhaps for Julian to start with a pattern for a little beanie hat?
I'd probably say no.
Oh.
The
hat, normally you knit hat on circular needles and it takes a little while to get to that stage, but have a play around.
Just circular needles? Hang on, what's a circular needle? Don't say a needle that's circular, please.
So you can knit on all different types of needles, but the most common is straight needles, and that's normally where you'd start. And then circular needles means you can knit shawls and hats and things that flow in a different way than something you'd knit that was straight, if that makes sense.
I can possibly do that. So what do we do? Are there online videos and things we can watch of all of this?
Yeah, we've got a YouTube channel. There are links on our website. Again, just give us a call, drop us an email. We're more than happy to help. But there's also a vast array of different videos on YouTube out there to help people, and there's a lot of knowledge out there that you can find on the internet, so it's good.
Oh, that's
very good.
That's,
well,
sorted,
give us your, what's the email address if people would like to get in touch, and the website?
So the website is www.knittingneedlelane.co.uk. And my email address is Camilla, so CAMILLA at knittingneedlelane.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you, Camilla. I have to say, I absolutely love the name of it, just alone.
Oh,
Knitting Needle Lane. It just sounds.
Tell us quickly.
Yeah. Oh, well, our favourite seaside place to go is Wells next to the sea. And then one time we were there and we stumbled across this street called Knitting Needle Lane. And I was like, oh!
Oh, but it actually exists. Brilliant.
Yeah, it actually exists. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's super. Yeah. Well, Camilla from Knitting Needle Lane. I feel like it's number 42. But thank you very much for joining us and telling us how we can all get knitting. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Stay safe. Cambridge 105 Radio.